The following interview took place March 9, 2009. You're listening to Timothy Thrapp, spokesperson for WITS, World Improvement Through the Spirit Ministries, and Jerry Thomas, electrical engineer, scientist, and author. Please consider becoming part of the solution in healing our planet. Visit us at www.wits.ws. Thank you.
All right, what we have here is Jerry Thomas, who is an electrical engineer he's an independent engineer. He's worked with a number of different companies. Jerry, you want to tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes. Greetings to everybody out there. And this, again, is Jerry Thomas, well known as JT. Yeah, I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Electronics Engineering from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo in California. I completed my, 4-year degree in electrical engineering in 1979. And then I continued to work in, I started jobs in Silicon Valley in the computer industry for many years. And started to investigate, alternative, what I call alternative sciences, energy and so forth and so on. How are we doing so far there?
You're doing great, brother. You're doing great. So as you investigated, what kind of things did you see? Did you see anything that worked right off, or did it take a while to find something that worked? Or?
It was very difficult. No, when I started to investigate to try to find some kind of alternative energy other than wind or solar, the common things, I read about things. I read about Nikola Tesla, so forth and so on. However, there was really nothing that anybody really had or nothing that you could see, certainly not anything credible that I was able to find in the course of, I started this search in about 1983. Up until about 2000, I was really unable to find any kind of credible thing that was publicly known.
And then what happened in the year 2000?
Roughly about that time, I think I heard about you and met you, basically.
Okay, great. And when you came to visit World Improvement Through the Spirit Ministries, what kind of devices did you see?
You were kind enough to allow me to come visit your shop, and you showed me quite a number of things, actually. There were electromechanical rotating devices. There were solid-state devices. There were devices that worked with water, to heat water. Did you want me to get more specific than that?
No, just tell us you saw quite a few devices. That's great. And did these devices produce over unity?
Yes. In my opinion, as a scientist, electrical engineer, what I witnessed was what some people would call over unity. I think another engineering term for this also is coefficient of performance.
Greater than one.
In other words, if you have a lot of energy into something, you produce more outside energy than the energy you put in. I think a common engineering term for that is called coefficients of performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seems to be a more preferred engineering term. Would you agree, Timothy?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine and correct and accurate. Just like solar panels are over unity, they have an excess coefficient of performance. The heat pumps, they commonly talk about coefficient of performance being 3 or 4, which means they're 300% or 400%. Yeah, that's a very good terminology. We appreciate it. So you were able to... Go ahead.
Just to double back a little bit, again, when I looked at things, the only thing that I could find in doing that, you were heat pumps, which are well known to have COPs greater than 1. This is well established in the heating and air conditioning industry. Several major companies, Rain Corporation, several companies market and sell, heat pumps. And so... the idea that you can't have a COP greater than 1 is really not some kind of a hypothetical situation.
Right, absolutely. And as you and I both know, people like Nikola Tesla were doing it 100 years ago. And so JT, did you Were you able to see these measurements with instruments? Were you able to verify absolutely 100% that this is real technology?
I was perfectly satisfied. Again, you demonstrated the type of the electromagnetic magnetic motor that initially started up on batteries, and then, in fact, you eliminated the batteries altogether, which is quite an extraordinary thing to see something run without even having any batteries. That was an electromechanical device. There was a device you call a water heater that had about a gallon of water in it that, again, clearly only was consuming around somewhere between a water and two of energy, I think is what the measurements clearly indicated. And the water heated up quite quickly in a couple of minutes. And in the engineering calculations in our analysis there, it would take thousands of watts of input energy to cause that water to get that hot. So it was really clear, I'd say absolutely evident, that there was a greater efficiency occurring in your equipment, that it was beyond any amount of input energy that you were putting into it.
And
I don't think there's any question about it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, brother. And one of the things you were invited to do while you were out here was stay in a house that was kind of an unusual structure in that. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it, the energy situation there?
Yeah, I thought that was perhaps one of the more extraordinary things that you allowed me to view and witness. At the time we did that, as you and your audience will realize, you were being pretty secretive about this. This was quite an exceptional thing for you to allow somebody to see that. So I felt quite privileged, actually. And, you know, it was literally a day-to-day thing that I observed the facility, you know, the lights, the TV, the refrigerator, heaters to keep the house warm that were usually consuming between, I'd say, 1,000, 3,000 watts that we left on all the time. Most people wouldn't leave their heaters on all the time, and, you know, that was something that you were doing to perfect the system, as you indicated to me, and I found that quite extraordinary. On a day-to-day basis, though, I would watch the, am I allowed to talk about the outside meters there?
Yeah, you can talk about meters. You would watch meters, and go ahead.
Is that okay to talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of the things was that, of course, you know, every house has a meter. And, you know, those meters usually go round and round and round, and they log the electricity that people use. And it's usually a clear indication of the amount of power being consumed in a place. And there, though, at that facility, quite extraordinary. The meter pretty much was at a dead stop. There was no power being consumed.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We try to, anybody that's hooked to the grid that has these things, we try to encourage them to use very little power, but always try to keep it a little bit on the positive each month, maybe a few dollars. But every now and then somebody even turns it backwards. They're producing more power than they're using. And we have a couple of those. We're going to put up on the website a couple of bills with the people's name blocked out so nobody goes to their house and starts snooping around. But we are going to put some of those bills up on the website to show negative power readings on the meters from previous to present and negative on the power reading. So, so what you saw, it's good that you're able to confirm that. You lived in that house for about approximately 2 months, am I correct?
I was there with you on a day-to-day basis for about 2 months, I would say. And, again, I felt very privileged to participate in this with you as, this was quite a privilege, I felt, to see this and experience this, and it was the first time I had seen or experienced any such thing anywhere. There's been a lot of talk about these things, but I think you're the first one I met that you were actually doing it, your facilities were doing it, your equipment was doing it. There's no question that this stuff was working. I saw it working. And, you know, there was, I thoroughly examined everything. A lot of people think that people carry batteries and so forth and so on. And, you know, that just was not occurring. It looked like, I mean, it was a real deal.
And we appreciate, not only that you did it, but there was actually probably well, probably hundreds of people have done something similar to you with our organizations, at least dozens, and a lot of them, they get too afraid to talk about it for some strange reason, or, there's a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's greed. I'd say one of the main motivators is they want to claim they invented it themselves, and even though they don't know for sure what it is, they just think if they get enough funding, they'll be able to do it themselves, and so they don't want to say that they actually saw this somewhere else. So we appreciate your honesty that you are willing to verify. And it is important for the planet, and we appreciate people like you that come forward and have a heart for the future, for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, that life can continue on this planet, and that we can put an end to the pollution and put an end to the energy shortages that are going on with your help.
Well, I appreciate that, and I really, for those that are listening, there's just a couple things I'd really like to stress that, Julie and I have had many private conversations over the years, and I've indicated to him again and again and again that he and his group of people and his project have been extremely instrumental in improving my sense of well-being for myself and what's going to happen to the planet. Because, like a lot of people, I was feeling a little bit depressed about the state of affairs. And because I had looked so long and hard for this kind of technology and had failed in finding it, by his act, his kindness of showing me these things and letting me look at these things, examine these things for myself and be satisfied that they were real, it gave me a much better feeling of hope for myself and the rest of the planet. And I feel very privileged and pleased that this group with Timothy has continued to associate with me. And I try to do what I can to help them, and I think others should do everything possible to try to help this organization, help with these projects, as I am doing.
Yes. Thank you, brother. Yeah, we appreciate that. And I'll mention also that Jerry Thomas, J.T., wrote a book called Free Energy 101. It is available on our website, and it's available from him. And if you're listening to this, you're probably on the website, so feel free to mosey through and find that. And it does. If you buy a copy, it's a book on CD. If you buy a copy, it will help the cause. And so we appreciate J.T.'s time and effort. It does take a lot of work to write a book, and it has some good information in there.
Alrighty, I appreciate you taking a moment with me here. Are we pretty much there?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, brother. We'll sign off on the interview at this point.